under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. If you are a brand new listener, we're delighted to have you on board. If you are an old listener, not in years, but in time of listening, we invite you to invite others to join in each and every day as we face the issues day in and day out. We're talking about an issue that I believe is pertinent. It's a little scattered, if you will, but we're talking about things that we need to know. What are some of the things that Christians and conservatives and patriots need to know that's kind of going under the radar for the most part with the socialist Marxist media and the things that are being said on the so-called news? May I say to you, there are a lot of things today that we need to understand. Many today are afraid, confused, alarmed over the news that's given over the Marxist media each and every day. Good example of that is the Biden administration just transmitted $10 billion to Iran within 72 hours of President Trump's election on November the 5th. We know the reason. Nothing has been said on the news. There's apparently no accountability. We witnessed the Marxist BLM people that are now threatening Daniel Penny, saying that Penny would be killed if he comes back into New York City. Did you know that? Have you seen anything, heard anything, been stated on the Marxist media, the news in general, about the threat on one's life and how it should be handled? Is there anything being investigated by D.A. Bragg out of New York or other thugs with badges? Are they doing anything to protect Daniel Penny's life? What are we to do in America with that being openly done? It is my desire, my prayer, to look forward to Donald J. Trump being sworn in. I said a few days ago on this broadcast, we got a new sheriff in town. And it is, I'm looking forward to the potentiality of the BLM, the, as they call themselves, well-trained Marxist, as the three that started the BLM program, or the BLM rioting group across America stated just a few years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, as we're doing today, we're talking about things that we need to know. But we need to know it from a central biblicist worldview. We need to know what's happening, but we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? That's the fundamental, foundational approach that we take on this broadcast as we face the issues. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. I believe that we need to understand the need to get back to the fundamental basics of truth and truthfulness. Nancy Pelosi doesn't know the term. Chuck Schumer can't spell it. AOC would not have any idea what you're talking about. You say you need to tell the truth. the whole thing is, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what seems to be a society that's been turned inside out and upside down because of a lack of morals, ethics, and values, and truthfulness. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be very factual today. But regardless of what part of the nation you live in, regardless of what side of the aisle you sit on, truth still matters. Truth still matters. And it's left up to the church, ladies and gentlemen, to promulgate, to populate, and to push truth. I go back to the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. In a major headline of just a few years back, Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint stated. The truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. The Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that speaks volumes that we do not understand. But yet, because of what is being taught, or lack of what is being taught in our public schools and the school system, we have kids growing up today, going through high school, going into colleges and universities, that have never studied the Constitution. They've never had the privilege of studying the Bible. They do not know what the Scripture is about, and therefore they do not understand the need for the fidelity called truth. I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, that group, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, known as the millennials, they make this statement, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you've listened to Let's Face the Issues for long, you know that I have said constantly that a half-truth is a whole lie. We need to stand on the truth. It goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer that I like to quote in relationship to truth. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my mantra. That's my mindset. That's my, argument each and every day. We need to go back to the truth. Seek it, listen to it, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend it to death. That's truth. Another statement by Jan Hus many years ago. He says, do not be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for what is true. I believe that we need to take that stand more today than perhaps ever in the history of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll take a brief moment for a very brief monologue today. Then our telephone lines will be open. You'll be invited to call in. And let me remind you now, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Perhaps you are familiar with some news that Christians, conservatives, and patriots need to know, but you've not heard on the Marxist media, you've not heard on the channels that you roll. By the way, I must say this, I'll roll the dials after I have breakfast with my bride of the morning. I'll roll the dials on the television channel. All I want is just a few minutes of real news. not fake news, not some kind of hypothetical, how you go out and cut the grass and do this. I just want news. And it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, you can watch, let's say, any of the channels for, say, an hour. You might have 10 minutes of news, and even at that, it is not real news. It is just a hypothetical, how would you say, washing over the real news. So I'm concerned about getting the information that we need to have so that Christians, conservatives, and patriots can understand what is happening in our world today. But ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what is taking place, and just as I mentioned a moment ago, the $10 billion being transferred to Iran in the last few days of the Biden administration. What's the purpose of that? Who has known about that? Why is it being done? Then we know the open threat on Daniel Penny's life. We'll talk about that in a moment. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place, but there's no accountability. And we're seeing today the internet explode with praise for the assassin that killed the insurance executive. That's unusual. Hundreds of thousands of praises on the internet for an assassin. So my bottom line is, what is the cause of it? What makes this happen? I believe we could simply go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the first 5 or 6 verses. I'm not going to try to exegete it, but simply give it as an overview. The Bible says, "This we know, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." Ladies and gentlemen, let me boil that down for us for a moment. The real issue today, and we'll talk about all of these peripheral things, the things that are taking place, but the real issue today, the problem that we're faced with today, can be traced back to the very root cause. Lover of self, covetous, prideful, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And ladies and gentlemen, when we analyze the condition of the lack of morals and ethics and values and truth in America, it's because we are truly living in the last of the last days. That's the whole point. God has told us what we can expect in the last days. And it starts out in that text, "Perilous times shall come." Without doing any violence to the scripture, perilous times have already come. They're present. Perilous times. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly. Those are the days that we're living in. It ought not to surprise us. As a Christian, we ought not to be surprised. As a conservative, we need to recognize the source and rationale, the reason behind what is taking place. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the real issues today, we need to face the issues with what is called truth. I'm looking at a headline. I'll touch on this, then open our lines for you to call in. Headline, legal experts react to Daniel Penny's acquittal and death of Jordan Neely. Daniel Penny's acquittal on charges of manslaughter and criminal negligence homicide in the death of Jordan Neely is unlikely to foster a more tolerant climate of citizens to seek to protect others in danger. Although it may have consequences for the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who brought the charges against him, legal experts told the news media. Just before 11:30 a.m. December the 9th, a jury four-person announced that the jury had reached a unanimous verdict to acquit Neely on the lesser charge of criminal negligent homicide. The judge dismissed the second-degree manslaughter charge December the 6th after the jury had deliberated for 4 days and could not come to a unanimous decision. Penny's supporters are pleased that he will not face jail time for taking swift action to restrain Neely, who had drugs in his system and record of arrest for violent crimes when Neely threatened to harm passengers on the train. Further, the article reads, some have expressed outrage following Penny's acquittal. Walter Newsom, co-founder of Black Lives Matter of Greater New York, during a December 6th press conference, called on the deployment of black vigilantes in response to the verdict. Before the verdict, Representative Alexandria Cortez, who whose congressional district includes Queens, referred to Penny as a murderer, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, when we have elected leaders, public leaders, when we have thugs with badges, i.e. the DA, Alvin Bragg, that press charges against a person that's simply protecting others. And by the way, the criminal, that he was, the criminal that was threatening the lives of those on the train, that individual, had, I believe the last count was 41 different charges that he had been faced with. Already had a warrant. There was a warrant out for his arrest at the time this took place. He was threatening the lives of people on the car. On the train. As a result of that, Daniel Penny jumped in to save lives. I don't know if you watched or not, but there was a about a one-hour interview of Daniel Penny with Judge Perino on the television on Fox News. And I find it fascinating that the exit question she asked, would you do it again? Would you do what you did again? He said, absolutely. He said, I have no regrets. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it is incumbent upon us to recognize that the real facts were never presented. It was a biased prosecution. It was a prosecution for public consumption because D.A. Bragg is running for re-election for his office, as I understand it. And there is a problem with that. Those same thing, that same thing that took place with all of the lawfare against Donald J. Trump. So what are your thoughts? We're talking about today things that we need to know. We're talking about major events taking place and what we need to know. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Gambler, you are straight on point. You are straight on point. Because the young man that did that, saving other lives on that subway train, okay, I don't think he meant to kill him. You just holding them until the police come.
Correct.
He's like, oh, no. He, I cannot say it. He's a redneck.
Yes. Well, Kenneth, one of the things that I find egregious is the state appointed forensic person that did an autopsy, asked about the drugs in his body, et cetera, and that person, I believe, was a female. I believe she is the one. She said, well, that really didn't make any difference, and goes on. In other words, the one that's supposed to be there from a scientific standpoint to analyze the body and do an autopsy and determine what caused the death refused to even bring that into the picture. But when a privately engaged one came in to do the work, they said that was the promulgating cause of his death, was because the high level of drugs in his body. And yet the public was never told anything about his having 41 different arrests, and at the time of his death there was a warrant out for his arrest. Now that doesn't mean that Daniel Penny should have jumped in and said, let's just kill this man. That wasn't what he did. I listened to his interview. He's a pretty stoic person when it comes to his communication, but it's de facto, and the statements he made to Judge Perino on Fox News in that interview was the same words that he gave to the interviewers after he was arrested, after the event took place, when he gave the interview to the police department. He stands on what he said, and he did something that I believe was he should be treated as a hero, not as a villain. But we, right. Kenneth, if I can elaborate further and then get your thoughts, what we're doing, we're prosecuting heroes and we're praising villains. For example, the one that just killed the executive, insurance executive, is being praised across all national media. Funds are being raised for his defense, and yet he committed open murder, assassination, and he's being praised. And one that saved lives on the subway train, Daniel Penny, is being villainized, yeah. And there's a rationale that says we need to go out as vigilantes and kill him. What are your thoughts?
My thought is that brother was on point, trying to help save lives.
Mm-hmm.
Really. He was. And they're giving money to Iran again because they're trying to throw a monkey wrench and our president.
Yes. They gave, Joe Biden gave $10 billion. What's the person of giving $10 billion to Iran? In fact, during Biden's entire presidential administration, he's been trying to fast-track Iran getting a nuclear weapon. He's been trying to fast-track everything that Iran wanted to do as a terrorist organization and the one that pays for and promulgates terrorism around the world. I still cannot fathom a president of the United States of America seeking to help the enemy that wants to destroy the United States of America, and yet he continues to do it.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to tell you the truth. It is, you know, I'm a black man. It is Obama that was controlling him. When Benjamin Netanyahu came and told him, do not let Iran get nuclear power, when Benjamin Netanyahu came to the White House, he had him come through the back door, and his family, they left for, 2.5 hours, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
And he spent, 30-something minutes with him? When the Muslim Brotherhood came up, he greeted them at the front door with hugs and everything.
Yes, yes. Well, we've had through Joe Biden as VP, Joe Biden as president, and Joe Biden has never been autonomous. All that he's done has been under the leadership, promulgation, pushing, and the puppet master pulling the strings, which was Barack Hussein Obama, for the entire 4 years that Biden has been in office. So it should not surprise us, but it's something, again, that I'm pointing out today, things that we ought to know that we're not being told, things that we ought to know that the news media is not carrying. So, Kenneth, it deserves the attention of the people. We need to understand what's happening. We need to recognize that these things are not just happenstance that are taking place. God says it would take place, perilous times, and we're witnessing that in society today. It should challenge every Christian, to pray and to keep looking up, realizing that the days are numbered. It is my prayer when Donald Trump is inaugurated and sworn into office on January the 20th, 2025, just about 30-plus days from now, about 35 days from now, we need to recognize that he is in a precarious position because the thugs with badges, the lawfare that has seemingly stopped will continue, and there will be an additional push to try to prevent Trump from carrying out what I believe God would have him to do to protect America and to promulgate truth once again, morals and ethics and values in our nation. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. Keep praying, keep looking up, and thank you. Thank you so much for your call today. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, may I say again, major newsworthy event or events that's taking place as I speak. But nothing is being said about it on the news. Let me read a headline. Judicial bombshell. Federal judge forces FDA to release over 1 million pages of Pfizer COVID-19 trial documents that they wanted to keep hidden for 75 years. Now, before I read any of the article, let me set the stage. Let me give the backdrop. Most of us know somebody. There was a friend, a neighbor, a relative, brother, sister, husband, wife, father, mother, that died as a result of COVID. Some have called it a plandemic. It was the COVID-19. We were lied to about just about everything about it. Many of the CDC protocol, many of the things that were said and done by Sir Anthony Fauci, called Dr. Fauci, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the legislator from Georgia, in open hearing, she refused to call him doctor. She said, you need to be in prison. I agree with her 100%. Dr. Fauci is the promulgating cause, in my most humble opinion, of millions being sterilized, paralyzed, or dying as a result of the COVID protocol, the CDC protocol as a result of COVID, enforced by CDC and the FDA, enforced by rules, regulations, guidelines, and laws in America that forced all of America to our knees. Businesses closed, went into foreclosure, bankruptcy. Multitudes committed suicide because of loss of everything, because of the federal government requiring the absolute shutdown. Even to the point where some were arrested in churches and pastors because of having worship services where the government said, shut the church down, shut the business down. How's the prostitution? Big box stores? They were above the rules and regulations. They were allowed to continue to operate as considered to be necessity. Churches weren't considered to be necessities. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line was, we're told that masks were needed. Masks would save us from the pandemic. That's a lie. We warned the everybody had to have the deadly, they didn't call it that, but the COVID-19 vaccination. I can still recall today as though it were yesterday, where with the Pfizer vaccination, they were saying that it was 97.5% efficacious. The Johnson & Johnson, the Moderna, several of the numbers, anything from 88% to 97% effective. It's a lie. It's a lie. And if you have been listening to this broadcast for any length of time, you know that I said so then. Masks were not beneficial at all. 6 foot separation, when Dr. Fauci was challenged in the legislative hearings, where did that come from? He said, well, it just kind of came to me. He was challenged then, was there any scientific reason behind it? And he wanted to tiptoe around it. The bottom line was, at his own admission, the idea of putting on a mask, putting on two masks, three masks, four masks to make it workable, was a figment of the imagination of Sir Anthony Fauci. The six-foot separation had no scientific background. In fact, out of 146 studies on a global basis, it was proven that masks had no beneficial result. It did not prevent COVID-19. It did not prevent the spreading of COVID-19. And that was known by Sir Anthony Fauci. But because he was bought and paid for by big pharma, because he was bought and paid for by their dollars, he promulgated lies, had a number of scientists, so-called, sign a document that stated that the virus did not come out of Wuhan, China, that it was spread from different animals in the wet market there in China, not out of the research lab, et cetera, et cetera. We were lied to. The idea of masks, Dr. Fauci, now he admits that he thought it up. And I could go on and on and on. But now, finally, ladies and gentlemen, there's truth coming out. But in fact, by the way, a physician friend of mine said, I think it's been almost 3 years ago now, he said within 3 to 5 years, the entire medical profession will look back in sadness and regret as to what they've done in participating in the lie called COVID and the masking, etc. This article reads, the United States District Court for the Northern District of Texas ruled against the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, in a high-profile case brought by the Public Health and Medical Professional Transparency. The case stemmed from the Freedom of Information Act request sought comprehensive data from Pfizer and the biotech Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, the big news is, it's not big news, the big news is that we need to understand that we're not told. The major thing today, when we talk about things that we need to know what took place with the COVID-19, the lies that were told, the deaths that took place, and that we need never, ever, ever allow that to happen again. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine,